Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Excited to talk about some big hair. What are we chatting about this morning?
Well, I thought we'd talk about the beehive, but I thought I'd start with the bouffant.
The bouffant?
Which is the precursor to the beehive.
Okay, I can visualise what a beehive looks like. I don't have an image of the bouffant in my head. What is it?
So it's styled as to stand out from the head in a rounded shape. So if you think of a bob that's been really heavily back combed and then looks like a massive mushroom or a helmet sitting on top of the head.
Okay.
famous people with bouffants are Jackie Kennedy.
Okay.
Priscilla Presley had a very long one. You know, there's a famous kind of wedding picture of her with all her hair back combed, but like very long hair. Princess Anne would be a bouffant, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Varying degrees of, like, chicness to this bouffant situation, yeah. I think, is what we're learning here.
Yeah, and it's attributed to British celebrity hairdresser Raymond Besson, but basically it was a late 18th century hairstyle in Western Europe that was thought to have been developed for Marie Antoinette.
Oh, wow, okay.
So because she wanted fuller hair.
I'm looking at some pictures of Priscilla Presley with this bouffant, and it's very amazing. And it's also making me think a little bit of Amy Winehouse as well, jumping, you know, decades into the future, but it's got that vibe.
Yeah, well, Amy Winehouse is basically a beehive, and other famous beehives, Dolly Parton had a beehive, Dusty Springfield, Bridget Bardot, Adele, the Ronettes, that sort of thing. And that hairstyle, the beehive, was actually created in 1960 by Chicago hairstylist Marie Vincy Helt. She actually only died in 2016, interestingly enough. Yeah, but she was asked to create a new hairstyle by the editors of Modern Beauty Salon magazine.
True.
And if you don't know what a beehive is, I guess it's kind of like, it looks like like a big D on the top of your head and the rest of your hair is kind of tied up behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
So if a bouffant has got like loose bits of hair at the bottom, a beehive is all one unit, you know. You've got just one solid mass of hair that looks like a beehive.
And it was modelled on the fact that Margaret had a velvet fez with beaded decorations similar to bees. And every time she took her hat off, she got hat hair and she wanted to prevent that. So she created a beehive so that when her hat came off, that hollow that was inside the hat was filled with back-combed hair.
Oh, my God, amazing. I kind of like the idea. It feels like a trick, being like, aha, and under my hat I have more hair.
Yeah, totally. And it was kind of like a longer-lasting style, so people could sleep in it if they put a scarf over their head. But Margaret also encouraged her clients that if their husbands got amorous, not to run their hands through their hair.
Oh, my God. Just keep your hair separate, thanks.
Yeah.
hands down here.
It's pretty crazy, eh? And if you Google beehive hairdos, you can get some really outrageous ones. People kind of, you know, there's the famous ones, but then there's people that really went to town. I mean, Priscilla Presley's bouffant's pretty crazy. So is Amy Winehouse. Her beehive got to be quite extreme. And if you want to try it at home, like what you do is you just backcomb sections of your hair at the top, but there's also, you can get sponges now that you can actually kind of backcomb around it and put the sponge in the middle to hold it up.
Because I'm just imagining, I mean, beehives are kind of amazing, but they also give me, unless you've got gorgeous silky hair, like I'm looking at a photo of Doris Day with a beehive hair. She looks beautiful. It's silky. But then sometimes you look at a photo and you're like, that is a crusty looking beehive. There is some serious hairspray in there. Like you could probably tap that on a table and it would just like make a hollow noise, you know?
Yeah, the best one's kind of like a back combed and you have to do it with bone dry hair. The best kind is like one day old kind of not washed.
Yeah.
And if you brush the outside of it, that kind of smooths it over. But not everyone did. Like Amy Winehouse didn't do that. Hers was always a little bit messy, you know.
Yeah, totally. It's part of the appeal.
Yeah, one of the most famous kind of beehives, I guess, is Marge Simpson.
Oh my God, oh my gosh. Course.
Yeah.
So
I never thought about her hair being a beehive, but of course it is.
Yeah, it's an unusual one. So Matt Graying, I think that's how you pronounce his name, his mother was called Margaret Marge Graying, and she had a beehive. And so Marge's hair is a combo of her hair and also the bride in The Bride of Frankenstein.
Right. I'm sure his mum was really pleased about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks for adding me into your show with the Bride of Frankenstein here.
Yeah, gosh. And she's yellow with blue hair, which is kind of crazy.
I'm looking at some photos of the Ronettes. They have amazing beehives. And I guess it's kind of like they've got the proper beehive going on, but they do have the sort of bouffant thing where there's a little bit of hair that's not tied up in the hive on the top of their head.
Yeah.
There's many amazing ones. There's one of Lady Gaga from like 2008 that I can see here where it must be a wig she's wearing, but it is huge. Like it is Marie Antoinette's sort of scale of hair going on.
Yeah, and I think like in the 50s and 60s, I mean, it is more of a 60s thing.
Yeah.
But I think people, you know, crossed between the beehive and the bouffant just having big hair. You know, it was like one day I might have it up, one day I might have a beehive. You know?
It's when did it sort of stop being a hairstyle? Like what kind of took the beehive out of fashion? Because it seems like very high maintenance, first of all. I can imagine maybe with the dawn of the 70s, that sort of was like there's a lot less sort of maintenance to the looks made in the 70s. Is that probably when it started to taper out?
Yeah, I think it was about like 1967 and people started wanting to dress kind of more freely and wearing more flowing clothing and that sort of thing. And so hair became, you know, some of it was still big, but it was more kind of blow dried out, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've had a text in from someone saying the best beehives are the B-52s album covers, which neatly segues to the track you've picked us this morning. Penny, what are we about to listen to?
We're going to listen to Planet Clear.
Thank you for bringing us the beehive today. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Shout outs also to Patsy from AbFab. Someone said the best surviving beehive. Got to be Patsy from AbFab. Yeah, it's very true. Joanna Lumley, just an icon.
So cool.
A vision.
She came from planet Lair.
That is the B-52s with Planet Clear. I didn't actually realise, but the B is for beehive. I was just reading in an article there. The B in the B-52s is about the beehive itself. And they also used a lot of drag wigs when they started out and thrift shop outfits. Great article on the B-52s here. Thank you very much to Penelope Noir for bringing us the beehive this morning.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.